Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met
with more than a dozen
senior
staff. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, after months of debate, the state house took final action yesterday to approve a Medicaid expansion in Michigan. It now awaits Governor Snyder's signature. However, the bill does not have immediate effect, and that means it will start in the spring instead of January. That delay will cost the state $7 million a day in federal funds. Jack, how will this bill and this delay affect the state?
Well, the state won't have $630 million it otherwise would have had. Some hundreds of thousands of less well-off people will have to wait for Medicaid insurance. And what we don't know yet is whether they'll have to pay a fine. Supposedly, people will be fined if they don't have health insurance under the new Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And we don't know how all that's going to work, but it's sort of a mess. The state has lost a lot of money, and it is sort of baffling that the legislators are elected to do this, clearly for pretty much reasons of spite.
What does the passage of this bill mean for Snyder's agenda?
Well, it certainly is a good thing for the governor. The governor hasn't had much luck with his agenda all this year, whether it was this or his signature program, fixing the roads, is going nowhere. And so, belatedly, after fits and starts and some blunders and a months-long campaign, he finally got the Medicaid expansion through. Now, there is still one thing we have to find out, which is whether the federal government will grant Michigan waivers for the ways in which they slightly tweaked and changed this program. Most people think that they will. So it is a plus for Snyder, but there's also downsides, too, in that the Tea Party people are very outraged, and they're now vowing to challenge the lieutenant governor at the convention next year. So not an unmixed blessing.
The governor says he's looking forward to signing this and that he will sign the expansion when he returns from a trade mission to Asia. What's the purpose of this trip?
You have to remember that doing business with countries in Asia, especially China, is all about building relationships. It's not just running across the herring pond to sign a deal. We should remember that Governor Granholm, for political purposes, she was a China basher, and she never went to China at all. And some people think Michigan lost a lot of investment, potential investment that way. This is the third trip Governor Snyder's made to China. He seems to be especially interested in the possible export of agricultural crops, soybeans and blueberries. And so we'll see. It would be a nice feather in his cap if he came home with a deal. But again, these things, everybody says, take this time.
Let's talk about Detroit. We have a winner in Detroit's mayoral primary, former Detroit Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan. The state reexamined some write-in ballots and gave Duggan more than 24,000 additional votes. Now, Duggan and Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon will still face off in the general election. But now some other candidates, including Tom Barrow, are claiming election fraud. What's your take on that?
Well, this is certainly the most messed up case of counting votes I've ever seen in Michigan or anybody else has ever seen. The Wayne County clerk, Kathy Garrett, moved for obscure reasons to try to throw out more than half of Duggan's votes. The state came in when the canvassers refused to certify. And sort of they reversed what the county did, but they also found that the clerk in Detroit apparently missed more than 4,000 votes cast for Duggan. So Benny Napoleon, who is the underdog in this race, very sensibly said, we need federal oversight of this election. We certainly need some kind of oversight of this election. What everybody agrees is that Detroiters need to make sure their votes are counted correctly. Now, the lawsuits seem to be sort of nuisance suits filed by a couple of people, Tom Barrow and Etta Wilcoxon, who have repeatedly been rejected overwhelmingly by the voters, but who don't seem to be able to take no for an answer.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.